Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Could someone pray for me this morning? I got a 7 a.m. client this morning. I really tried to get her to come at 8, but she has to be in the office.
Okay, can somebody fill in for Rivonda?
I'm first.
Oh, are you first? Okay. Can somebody fill in for Rivonda this morning?
I got it, yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right. All right. Well, once again, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. Happy Monday. Today is Make It Happen Monday. It's a day we do service acts and kind deeds for folks that just may not know who Jesus is, and hopefully your light will be bright enough to impact their life, not just for the act or the deed, but for a lifetime. It is an opportunity to be the Jesus that somebody needs to see. That means perhaps pay a bridge toll or buy a cup of coffee or maybe even, honey, just hold the door open for somebody that may be passing by you. And again, I'm not sure if somebody can grab the lineup for me, just because I have about 14 windows open already. And I don't have the, oh, wait, let me see. I might have it. Sorry, y'all. Let me just double check. Nope, that's not it. Amen. If somebody can get the lineup, I'm not sure what the prayer order is for this morning. Let's see. Okay. There are no prayer requests on the app, but we do have, is somebody grabbing it for me? I don't know where Moni is.
I am. Okay. I'm looking for it.
Okay. Good deal.
I have it.
Okay, awesome. So will you just do me a favor and go, let me review the prayer requests for the Kennard family. They lost a loved one on yesterday, and Tunisia is asking for prayer for Nia and Nicole. Just continue to pray for them that God's will be done in their life, and also for Sister Yolandra. Her girlfriend has a, I can't remember her name, Yolandra, I'm sorry, needs to find out what's going on with her, perhaps a bowel obstruction. And also for Juliet and Eric's son and daughter-in-law, that you would just keep them lifted before the throne of grace, just for continued covering and keeping. And with that said, if somebody has the lineup, if you go ahead and read it, that'd be great.
Good morning. Today's scripture will be read by the Mrs. Today is the 19th, right?
Yeah. It's Monday, though.
Thank you. Scripture will be read by the Mrs. Declaration will be given by Dion. First prayer warrior is going to, is someone filling in for Rivonda?
I think that was Lisa.
Yes, it's Diane.
Oh, Diane, thank you for filling in. First prayer warrior is Diane. Second prayer warrior is Brother Jeff. Third prayer warrior is Beverly, and Tiffany will close us out. Let me repeat that for you. Scripture will be read by the Mrs. Declaration by Dion. First prayer warrior is Diane. Second is Jeff. Third is Beverly, and Tiffany will close us out. I will now pass the call.
Good morning, everyone. I will be reading Isaiah 12, 1 through 4 from the Good News Bible. It says, a day is coming when people will sing. I praise you, Lord. You were angry with me, but now you comfort me and are anger no longer. God is my Savior. I will trust him and not be afraid. The Lord gives me power and strength. He is my Savior. As fresh water brings joy to the thirsty. So God's people rejoice when he saves them. A day is coming when people will sing. Give thanks to the Lord. Call for him to help you. Tell all the nations what he has done. Tell them how great he is. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doers of his holy word as I pass the call.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Renee, for jumping in, and thank you for the missus for that scripture. Thank you, Diane, for filling the gap for Ravonda this morning. And thank you to each and every one of you who make it your business not only to be a part of the line, but to make the line full and complete. Don't know what we would be without each of you. pardon me. This morning, I'm just going to talk a little bit, but I'm going to talk about strength for those of you who have had the privilege of either getting a good chuckle at watching my process. Ms. Ravonda, thank you for the coined term, the Raven Program. And I am just amazed at how God will keep us if we desire to be kept. At this point, I feel like I should be somewhere roundabout between Carlson and cutting near the railroad tracks with my purse around my neck, stuffing it with cotton, playing with my lips, singing Kumbaya with a host of stuffed animals as my audience. If you didn't laugh, I cracked myself up right there. But to God be the glory, who gives us power to overcome. Thanks be to God who gives us strength to endure. And this morning, I just want to talk about strength and endurance. There's nothing like waking up on Monday. Mondays are usually hard for most folks because you've had the downtime, you've been able to relax, you have had an opportunity to regroup and kind of get things together on your end. But this morning, I just want to remind you that there is victory in Jesus. And there is strength for you in your time of trouble and sorrow. And so I hope that this message will encourage someone, plain and simply, to keep going. Now, just FYI, now Ravonda and Sabrina and Dee Dee, they probably will laugh when I say I have to be at work this morning at 8:30. So our love, life, and victory conversation will not be extremely lengthy, but we'll be able to touch just a little bit as I have to prepare to get ready to get out of here this morning. So here we go. If we know nothing else, the word says the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endures until the end. And this morning, I simply thank God for endurance to run my race with patience. That ought to encourage you alone. The fact that you woke up this morning clothed in your right mind, the fact that you are not in John George or on the J ward somewhere ought to encourage you to keep going. The fact that your children are alive and well, thriving and moving forward ought to give you strength to keep going. I know for a fact that as a follower of Christ, our desire is to live in a way that visibly attests to the work of God in our lives. And as difficult as that may be, you have no idea what your individual walk and or relationship with God can do to impact the lives of others. It's easy to be timid. It's easy to be reluctant about displaying or sharing our faith, especially if you failed at it before. I'm going to give you a few examples, and of course, I'd encourage you to take notes as I'm going to just graze over some scriptures, but it's good to have things in your arsenal. How many of you know that you can't fight everything with the same weapon? You can't fight everything with the same weapon. For some things you need, you might just need a little switch. For other things you might need a switch blade. For some things you might need a 25, but for other things you might need a 45. Some things you need a Glock for, other things you might need a machete or a machine gun. But I know that when you have, the word says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to the very pulling down of strongholds. It's our responsibility to have an arsenal and be prepared to defeat the enemy with the word of God, which means that in order for you to do that, the word says that we are to meditate on it both day and night. And so these little, when I throw the scriptures out, it's not like I know everything, because I'm absolutely looking at something, reading them, unless something just bubbles up out of me. But the reason that it does is because I spend time in the Word of God, and sometimes these little short scriptures or these references just come up because I've spent some time in it. And so I just wanted to share that to encourage you. Don't just listen to us in the mornings, and don't just wait on your pastor or your Sunday school teacher or your small group leader to share scripture, but make sure that you write it on the tablets of your heart so that when the enemy comes in, like a flood, God can lift up a standard against him. And we all recognize, understand, and know that the standard is absolutely the word of God. Abraham knew what it was like to fall in trusting God fully. And we find that in Genesis, the 12th chapter. It was when Abraham, well, he kind of played himself and put his wife in danger because he was afraid. He positioned himself to be defeated because his trust was lacking. The level of surrender that he had was great enough for him to leave home, to expect that God would take him to a place which he would show him. In other words, I don't know, nowhere, maybe I'll get lost. It meant that he had enough faith to know that he heard the voice of God. But when he faced trouble, he didn't have the strength to stand flat-footed and face the enemy. That's Genesis 12, 10 through 20, I believe. Write that down and read it a little bit later. But then, at the same time, later on, down in Genesis, the 14th chapter, when he learned that Lot was in trouble, he didn't hesitate to make a decision. He didn't hesitate to demonstrate not only strength, but wisdom and understanding in how he divided the land. And he knew that, Lot was in a situation, but he felt obligated, he felt indebted, because he had come with him to go and to get him out of his situation. Our past failures or lapse of faith do not prevent God from using us to accomplish greater things, whether in witnessing to his work in our lives or defeating armies of giants. And you can look at Psalms 118 and 6, I'm sorry, or Romans 8 and 31. Abraham's life shows us that God can and will use us despite our weaknesses or failures. 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 31. This encourages us that, like the Apostle Paul, to recognize that God's grace is not only sufficient and that his power is made evident through our weakness, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. And while I was looking and studying the word meekness came up. The word meekness came up. And it is defined as strength in quiet places. Strength in quiet places. And during this season, you know, for those who know me, I am extremely matter of fact. can be vocal, and sometimes so matter of fact that, and I've said this many times on the call, that I can be offensive, not deliberately, but my delivery, because for me, I'm a logical thinker, A, and then B, and then C, or 1 + 1 = 2. But what I've been learning in this process is that my silence has more strength than my voice or my sound. I am learning to operate in a different level of meekness, and that meekness is strength under control. Strength under control. And where does that come from, Dion? That is the divine order of the Holy Spirit. When you think about who Jesus was and how he walked amongst us, how he operated, he didn't have to go around and throw his weight around. There was a level of humility in our Savior, and there is a level of humility. Even the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. There are certain things that we learn about his strength. He didn't have to say much, but what he said, it was E.F. Hutton-ish magnified. There was an old commercial, when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. And there's something about strength. There's something about the demonstration of strength in a quiet place. Now, we know we can all holler and scream to get our point across. We know that we can argue and bicker to get our point across. But there's a level of being delicate and gentle that I'm still learning and still growing into in this space. But I thank God that even when I can't figure it out through talking it out or working it out, there's something that happens on the inside when your relationship begins to grow. Our inner strength comes from God. He strengthens us with power through his Spirit in the inner man, Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. He is able to do far more abundantly, above, exceeding abundantly, according to the power that works within us, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Meekness is about God. It's not about us. Although we are responsible for serving God as he commands, God is the one who gives you the inner strength of meekness. And I'm going to read that definition. I was just kind of recapping it off the top of my head. Meekness is an inner strength or power that's under control. It includes humility and gentleness. As a result, it ensues grace within our soul and the exercise of it, first and chiefly towards God. It is that temper of spirit in which we accept his dealings with us as good, and therefore without disputing or wrestling. Therefore without disputing or wrestling. So meekness comes from trouble. See, that's good for me to know. That one of the things that my dad taught me, and if you'd meet his children, they are all extremely, extremely confident, like overly in some cases. And that trait, that character trait, my dad was probably one of the most confident man I had ever met in my life, but there was something about even his strength that demonstrated humility. He wouldn't say a whole bunch at the end of his life, and we had that conversation before, but what he did say, it was E.F. Hutton-ish. It gave me the ability to watch him transition, and it also gave me the ability to see the impact that he had on the lives of the people that were around him. His strength was visible. His faith was absolutely certain. His movement, even his interaction with people, was evident of the strength of the Holy Ghost in his life. There was no question that he had the Spirit. There was no question that he knew how to lean and depend on God, even when he couldn't, and even when he couldn't speak well anymore. And I would go and sit with him. He would try to talk, but there were a few things. Zach said, "Dion, did he talk today?" I said, "Honey, all he said was, 'I love you.'" And after that, other words began to be jumbled. And every now and then, he would look at me and say, "Dion, you are great." And then he'd mumble a little bit more. Then he'd say, "You can do all things." And then he'd nod his head like, "You know the rest." But even in that, it demonstrated his strength and his grace and his poise. Even in his exodus, even in his leaving, his strength was, his confidence was, his resilience was rested and yielded to the power of the Holy Ghost that lived on the inside of him. Philippians 4 and 13, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Isaiah 40 and 29, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." Psalms 119 and 28, "My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word." Isn't it good to know that even in your brokenness, even in your hurting and in your trials and tribulations, that he will give us strength according to his word? That's that machete that I was talking about. That's that 38 that you might need when the enemy comes in and tells you to feel and think and operate in a defeated manner, that we can lean and depend on the Lord. Ephesians 6 and 10, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." I thank God that we have the ability and we have access to a word that gives life and speaks life to us, that takes us from brokenness to hope. I thank God that we can always turn our face like a flint to the wall, and with prayer and supplications make our petitions known unto God, and he is faithful to hear us, and that alone strengthens me. Isaiah 40 and 31, "But those who hope in the Lord renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." I thank God that we can depend on the word when our physical strength is not in operation with the faith that we proclaim. I thank God that when somebody tells us we can't, we can immediately go to the word and remember and recall and reflect on the truth that we can. Mark 12 and 30, "Love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength." I thank God this morning that the joy of the Lord is our strength. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insult, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulty. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I thank God that I can say, I sometimes don't have the eloquence of words, because in my mind, I want people to understand like I understand. So sometimes when my words are quick or short or sharp, I have to remind myself of what the word says. Lord, I don't always say things the best way. Can you help me deliver it so that not only they receive it, but that it impacts their life in such a way that change ensues? See, there's something about strength when you have it as an individual. People look to you for that same strength in their life. But when you can't convey that message in meekness and or with your weakness before God, when you can't openly state, okay, this is my struggle. This is my my uncomfortable place. This is the place that I could definitely use polishing and or shining. There are certain things that I think over time begin to manifest themselves when you hand them over to God. There are times where you can ask someone, and I have a tendency to do this. I ask friend and foe, how did that sound? Was that okay? And Pastor Coleman, I thank God for him, because I don't have a desire to give off as if I don't care or if I'm unconcerned, but I'm super unemotional. You can't, in most cases, read whether I'm anything other than frustrated. So if my feelings are hurt, I'm not an open crybaby. That's not good. That's one of my defense mechanisms. That's one of my places of protection. That's one of my things that I use to hide my mushy heart. Because folks that know me for real know that I'm probably super emotional, but I don't demonstrate it openly. That's a weakness. And for some people, they may say the opposite. But I believe that that's a weakness. That's something I struggle with. Nehemiah 8 and 10. Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drink and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Psalms 22 and 19, and I just have one more, and I'll close it out. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly and help me. And finally, Psalms 28, 7 and 8. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy. And with my song, I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed ones. So this morning, I would ask that you would examine yourself. I talk to myself and to others just about who people see me as, and not that people's opinions matter, but they do. They do, but they don't. Yolandra can attest to this. I remember one time asking her, she had shared something with me, and my question was, so am I supposed to be responsible for how you feel? And we laughed. But the reality is I am responsible for how she feels. And a lot of times you guys hear me say, I don't care. Well, I do not care about certain things because they aren't relevant. But it does matter if it impacts somebody else. It does matter if it's almost like eating meat in front of people that, you know, I have several family members that are seven-dayers and they don't eat meat. Period, or they don't eat meat on certain days. Well, clearly, I wouldn't go to their home and pull out a steak and eat it. So I would encourage you this morning to examine who you are, to examine yourself. And we know our weaknesses. Nobody has to tell us where we struggle. Nobody has to tell us where we fall short. And really present those things to God to get to that place of meekness, that inner strength that gives us the ability to overcome, that gives us the ability to move forward, that gives us the ability for our faith to be anchored in a different way so that we can really be effective in the kingdom, because that's our sole responsibility. responsibility is to be kingdom builders. And sometimes the crux of who we are, the struggles that we have, the challenges that we won't admit and or confess one to another are the things that cause people not to believe that the Word of God is for them. And so as I'm in my filtering process and just going through what it is that I know I have a responsibility to work on, I'd encourage you to do the same and expect God to give you supernatural strength as a result of confessing your weaknesses so that he can be your strength, because that's the only place strength truly comes from. So with that said, I pray that it blessed you. I pray that it caused you to look internally and be able to operate externally in the strength of God, not the strength of self, as I pass the call to Lady Diane.
God, I thank you for the opportunity to come before you again this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping us through the night and bringing us to the dawn of this new day. A day of brand new mercies, God, you said, that were new to us every morning. God, we're so thankful. God, I thank you for the greeter this morning. I thank you for the host. I thank you for Michelle, that scripture in Isaiah, and Dion for the declaration, strength and endurance. God, you said that the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we're going through our valley days, and when we feel like our health is failing us, God, you said that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for strength and endurance today. I thank you for your holy word. I thank you, Lord God, that we're still among the living this morning. I thank you, Lord God, just for being able to breathe the breath of life. I thank you, Lord God, for being Elohim, the God of all creation. I thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah, our relational God. I thank you, Lord God, for being the great I am, the eternal God. God, I thank you today just for having each other. I thank you for declaring victory. I thank you for those who will come after me, Jeff, Beverly, and Tiffany. God bless them and bless them indeed. I thank you for each and every one that woke up this morning and got on this call. I thank you for each of their lives and their families today. God, I just give you all the glory. For God, you are God and God alone. I thank you for the strength to run or walk out this journey called life. God, I just give you praises today, for you are God and God alone. For God, you have supreme power and authority over everything in heaven and on earth. So God, I thank you today for your power that worketh in us, oh God. God, I just give you praise, and I thank you for the privilege to come and intercede on behalf of your people today. God, I lift up Josiah to you this morning. God, you said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So, God, I lift up Josiah this morning, oh God. God, that you may grant healing and bring strength to his bones, oh God. God, I pray that you keep his mind stayed on you. Keep his mind in perfect peace, oh God. God, I pray that you be a mind regulator. God, that you cover his mind, cover his heart, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you keep him in your grace and your mercy this morning, oh God. Cover him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, for he is your child. And I bless your name this morning, God. I thank you for the Kennard family. God, keep them in your grace and your mercy. You said for those who comfort, who mourn, shall be comforted. So, God, we thank you for your comfort and love, your comfort and hand this morning. Touch
Touch them with your finger of love, oh God. Father, just hold them in their arms as they mourn the loss of their loved one. God, and I thank you for all those who have lost loved ones this year and in the past, oh God. I thank you for your love, your unconditional love. But Father God, you said the gateway to heaven is through death. And God, I thank you this morning for all that we go through. But God, you said it's for our good that we will know you and know your love and that people will see our light and know that we belong to you. So God, I thank you this morning for all those who are going through. God, and I lift up Mia and Nicole, for God, you know what they're going through. So God, touch them with your finger of love. Bring strength to them, oh God. Keep their mind stayed on you. God, let us not lose our focus that we may sink. So God, keep our eyes on you and on the things of you that we may be strengthened. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Yolanda's friend, Lord God, who has bowel obstruction, that the doctor doesn't know what's going on. But God, you know everything that goes on with us. God, you said nothing is hidden from you. We're laid naked there before you. God, you know every nick and mirror that you have made in us, that you have knitted together. So, God, I thank you this morning that you know everything and that you know what's going on in her friend. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Juliet's daughter-in-law. God, keep her in your grace and your mercy, oh God, and whatever is going on with her. God, I just praise you this morning for the outcome of your blessings that are bestowed upon us, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise today. I love you, Father God. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Lord Jesus. Have your way in us today, Holy Spirit, leading and guiding us into all truth and righteousness. So, God, I pray that we walk out this journey called life and walk in obedience that we may receive the promises of you, O God, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer to you this morning as I pass the call to Jeff. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity, Lord God, to reverence you, Lord God, to cry out to you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to say thank you this morning, Lord God, for our prayers, Lord God, being answered, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you sit high, Lord God. You see all, Lord God, and you hear all, Lord God. Lord God, you've heard our prayer request this morning, Lord. So we want to thank you in advance, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, that we're able to come together this morning, standing in agreement and believing, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you will intervene, Lord God, and that our prayers will be answered, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. So for that, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. Monday, December, Lord God, 19, 2016, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make it happen day Monday. Make it happen today, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be of service, Lord God, to someone else, Lord God, today. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for direction and guidance in our lives today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer and for that which we receive, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line. Declare victory, Lord God. This morning, Lord God, I lift up, Lord God, every soul, Lord God, every body, Lord God, that is connected to this prayer line, Lord God. I pray your protection and covering over us this morning, Lord God. Each of our family members, Lord God, I lift us up to you this morning, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for that message this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, that there is power, Lord God, in meekness, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your power, Lord God, in our weakness, Lord God. We have so much to be grateful for, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the love, Lord God, that's down on the inside of us, Lord God. It is your love, Lord God, that you have instilled in us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for your word, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. So much to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, we're grateful, Lord God, that you're watching over our children, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting and covering our children, Lord God. Lord God, many of them are out on holiday break, Lord God. Oh, cover our children and watch them, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, while they have extra time on their hands, Lord God. Cover them today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Until they can get back to school, Lord God, after the holidays, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let them find some of the gifts, Lord God, that they desire, Lord God, up under the tree, Lord God. This Christmas, hallelujah, as we celebrate your birthday, Lord God. Let them get some of the gifts, Lord God, that they really want up under the tree this year, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, for the most precious gift of all, Lord God, the gift of salvation, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for our finances and our job, Lord God, the ability to even purchase a gift, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord. We lift up our finances to you this morning, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for peace and harmony, Lord God, in the workplace, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. I even lift up those, Lord God, to you, Lord, that are seeking employment, Lord God. Bless them today, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We thank you for that job, Lord God, that you have prepared for them, Lord God. Hallelujah. As they search, Lord God, as they apply themselves to online applications, Lord God, seeking employment, Lord God, so that they may earn an income, Lord God, to provide for their families, Lord God. So we say thank you in advance for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We have so much to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to lift up our unsaved loved ones to you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, let your light shine through us, Lord God. Hallelujah. That they can see, Lord God, how you are operating and functioning in our lives, Lord God. So, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for their protection, Lord God. Hallelujah. While they go through whatever they're going through, Lord God, hallelujah, until they can fall down on their knees, Lord God, for themselves, hallelujah, and cry out to you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your loving spirit, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, for giving us the heart and the mind, Lord God, a sincere heart, Lord God, to pray for our enemies, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. So much to be grateful for this morning, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, Jesus, we pray for those that would backbite us, Lord God. Those that would slander us, Lord God. Those that would speak ill of us, Lord God. Lord God, we pray your protection and covering over them, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. We lift them up to you this morning, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that you allow them to have the same gifts and blessings, Lord God, that you have bestowed on us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We have so much to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to honor you, Lord God, in every area of our lives today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. So much to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah. I just want to take the time to lift up those, Lord God, that are less fortunate than ourselves, Lord God. Lord God, the temperature has dropped, Lord God. It is chilly. It is cold outside, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that the shelters, Lord God, are opening up, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Give them the heart and the mind, Lord God, to go to the shelters, Lord God, to get out the weather, Lord God. Give them the heart and the mind, Lord God, to cry out to you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Cover us today, Lord God. Cover us, Lord God, in every in the areas where that we are weak, Lord God. Build us up, Lord God, in the areas where you know that we need strengthening, Lord God. So thank you, Lord God, for the strength and the power, Lord God, that we find through our meekness, Lord God. So much to be grateful for. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray this morning as I pass the call.
Good morning. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I thank you for everyone who has come before me and the declaration that touched me. And I thank you, Father God, for everyone who will follow. Bless all, Lord, for their commitment to serve and for everyone who sacrificed their morning to be on this line. Father God, I just thank you for this season. Let us remember this is a celebration of you, whether it is to some Merry Christmas season greeting or Happy Holidays. Let our light shine so that those who don't know will know. I thank you for our pastors, our churches, our government, and our military troops. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that each one of our elders, our pastors, our bishops are open to your voice and recognize when it is you that speaks and that you saturate them with your love. Give them wisdom and a willingness to continue in a manner which you called them. Thank you that they are not all the same. Thank you for the unique qualities, Master, that they prosper and do not grow weary in well-doing, that you who activated respectable labor in them will perfect it. They are your called ones, created in Christ Jesus and equipped in every good thing to do your will. Work with them, work in them, that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Let all grace grow near them, having plenty in all things and plenty for every good work. I thank you, God, because they have sowed liberally, they will reap generously. And whether they plant or water, Father, you will give the increase. I pray that they continually triumph in you, Lord, spreading the aroma of knowledge, your knowledge, in every place, that all blessings come upon them and overtake them because they obey the voice of you, God. Instruct them and teach them in the way that they should go. Reveal the deeper things of you, God, to them by your Spirit. Let them be vessels of honor, sanctified and useful for you, prepared for every good work, guiding the flock willingly, eagerly, and being an example to them. Their speech and preaching is a demonstration of the Spirit of power. Lord, go with them. Help them set in order things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city. Tear down the strongholds over the pulpit. I lift up our pastors and cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue rising against them shall be shown to be in the wrong. Father, let the gifts of an anointing on their lives come forth. First, the things that you have spoken to them in their hearts as they continually give themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. I thank you, God. Jesus, I pray for your people, that your people would be one. Forgive us, Lord, and take away the pride and arrogance which divides your church. Break down the walls which separate us. Unite us with your promises of love and accomplish your will. I pray that by the power of your Spirit, your healing would work in the body of your church and through us, me, to bring about the purpose of your will in each and every denomination. Father, we lift up our city officials and local government, community leaders and legislators. Save those who are not yet your own. Give those in authority wisdom in every decision and help them to think clearly. Grant them discernment and common sense, so they'll be strong and effective leaders. Help them to lead and govern with integrity, and may their integrity guide them and keep them on track. Be merciful. I thank you, God. Be merciful. Be their defender and protector, and keep them always on guard. Help those who are followers of you, Lord, be courageous, standing firm in their faith and influencing others for your kingdom. Encourage them and strengthen them, giving them the wisdom they need. Help them to faith. Have them to have faith in you, no matter what they're facing day to day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, please hold our servicemen and women in your strong arms. Cover them from your sheltering grace, with your sheltering grace and presence, as they stand in the gap for our protection. We also want to remember the families of our troops and ask for your unique blessings to fill their homes with your peace, provision, and strength to fill their lives. May the members of our armed forces be filled with bravery to face each day, and may they trust in the Lord's mighty power to accomplish each task. Let our military brothers and sisters feel our love and support in the name of Jesus. God, thank you. Thank you for the founder of this growing movement, Declare Victory. Thank you that we have been taught how to pray, Father God, how to declare our victories. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you, God, for our families. Thank you that our lives are being restored. God, thank you for the blood of Jesus that allows us to be forgiven and helps us to overcome. God, thank you for the life and life more abundantly. God, thank you that our enemies didn't win. Hallelujah. Thank you that no weapon formed against us has ever prospered. God, thank you that your hand has favor and has stood with us. God, thank you that I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I thank you, God, for your word. God, thank you that when my enemies came in like a flood, you lifted like a standard against them. I thank you, God, for giving us shelter. Thank you that you bless our efforts and our work, my work. I thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. God, I stand humbled by your power. God, I fall to my knees at your wonder. God, I bow at your holiness. And God, I marvel at your love for all of us in the name of Jesus as I pass the call.
The sun to the going down of the same.
Thank
your
you,
name,
God.
It's your name, Jesus, that's worthy to be praised. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name this morning. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, for he has done great things for us. The fact that we're here today, I thank you, God. Glory to your name. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor and all the praise. So come on, victors, take your phones off of mute and give God your best praise. He's so worthy of our praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. If you don't know how to
Hallelujah.
Praise, just open up your mouth and say
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
him
you,
for
Jesus.
This day. Thank him for your
bless
life.
Your
thank
name,
him for your
God.
Sound mind. Give
Hallelujah.
God your highest
thank
praise,
you,
your
Jesus.
Best praise. Come on, Vicky, praise the Lord with me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank
it.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Your throne is
so
big.
We bless your name, God.
It's bigger than this earth, God.
Thank you, hallelujah.
It's so big that we're just a little speck from your point of view. We are a little
going down.
You are
under our feet. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. You have
We will bless your name, God. We will magnify you. We will honor you this morning. God, we will exalt you. We will extol you, O God. Your word be Jesus. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
are praying to bless them.
Oh, God,
we lift
you
up.
Thank you in the name of Jesus.
They have had enough faith to reach you today, God.
And I will lift you up and exalt you, oh, God.
You are blessed, Jesus.
God, we will bless you. God, we will bless you.
We will be taking
our glory
to
God. We proclaim that. Oh, God, oh, God.
We proclaim that.
We thank you, Father God. We give you all the praise, God. We
give you all the glory, Father God. We give you all the honor, Father God. As we get ready to walk into love, life, and victory for you as a call, Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. We just say thank you for this day, God. We thank you for those who made it to this day, God. We thank you for those who just have a heart to praise you, God. Because it's your when we praise you, God, this shows that we respect you, God, and we love you, God. So we thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you, Father God, for another chance to say I love you, Father God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you all the honor.
Hallelujah.
As we walk into love, life, and victory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh, we praise your name this morning,
thank you,
God,
Chief.
Because you are a mighty God, and you deserve the glory, Lord. You deserve the honor.
Thank you.
I thank you, God. Somebody didn't make it this morning, but we woke up, God, because of your grace and because of your mercy. You wanted us to do this day better than we did yesterday. So for that, we thank you, and we don't take it lightly. I just thank you, God, for each and every victor on the call. So good morning, declare victory. Thank you for joining us for that praise and for this call. This is Dee Dee Felder, and I've been asked to start the discussion. But before I do, is there someone that was welcoming or greeting? I didn't get on the call in time, so if there's someone that wants to greet the new people or the callers that called in late, if not, I can go ahead and do that too. Welcome to Declare Victory. It's Monday, December 19th, and we thank you for just showing up. God is so pleased with us, so I thank you again for this morning. Is there anybody new to the call? Is this your first time joining us and want to just say hello? Amen, amen. Is there a victor that may have just dialed in a little bit late? You're not late. You're right on time for yourself, but if you want to just say hello, here's your chance to say good morning.
Good morning, it's Tanya.
Good morning, Tanya. Love you and Noah. Good morning.
Love you. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn. Good morning.
Hey, Sister Carolyn girl. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, family. This is Sister Julia.
Good morning, Sister Julia. And who else was that?
That was Sister Melinda. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Melinda. God bless you, two wonderful ladies,
bless
the mighty women
too.
Of God on this Monday morning. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
Good morning, Ms. Gwen.
Good morning, Sister Gwen. Love you.
Love you, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Bernice.
Good morning, beautiful Bernice. Welcome to Monday.
Thank you.
Good morning, family. This is Pam.
Good morning. This is Leisha.
Good morning, Pamela and Leisha. We hear you, two women. Thank you, guys. Good morning and happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Good morning.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead. Who is that?
Good morning, family.
Constance.
Good morning, Constance. Wonderful, Constance. Good to hear you sound, sister. Anybody else?
Morning, family. It's Moni.
Hey, Moniquita. I got your text, girl. Love you. Sometimes you just got to laugh. God is good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing. He's amazing. Anybody else want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, it's me.
Whoever me is, good morning. Welcome me to Monday.
Hey, Dee Dee, this is Ruth.
Good
how morning,
you doing? Who it is, girl. Everybody on the call don't know me, but that's Ruth Ann, y'all. She the fish fryer of Declare Victory. Amen. Welcome.
Good Anybody morning, this is Valuable Valicita.
Hey, beautiful, Valuable Valicita. Good morning, sister. Is there anybody else that just want to say good morning? Even if you don't want to say your name, just to say good morning. You can say good morning, Holy Spirit, because it's really about him. Amen.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Victor. Happy Monday.
Hey, peace and love, girl. Love
hey.
You.
Good morning, family.
Sister, can I say something to everyone on the line?
Just 1 second. I think people are still signing. Say good morning. Who did anybody else need to say good morning? I want to say hi.
Good morning, family. It's Dondria.
Good morning, Dondria. Love you, sis.
Love you all.
Just
good morning.
Keep going. Good morning. Anybody else there? Want to say hey?
Good morning.
Well, know that we love you here in Victorville and that we are all help to one another. So just remember that God is a good God, and he's just the reason for the season. Go ahead. Who was that was trying to say something to the line?
Sister Julia.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to ask anyone that's on the line just here in Oakland, I need socks and coats to pass out to the homeless people for Christmas when I feed them. And if they don't want to have anything that they don't want anymore, can you please get in touch with me and I'll pick it up?
Okay, we'll get the information. We'll get information from Susie and we'll put a post in the Victory Room. That would be more helpful, okay? Thank you,
okay.
Sister Julia, for all
okay.
you do.
Okay, I didn't know how to do it. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No, ever need to be sorry. You're doing what God's called you to do, and we love you for that. We thank you for
all
you do. God is pleased. He's pleased.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Good morning. So does anybody else want to say hello? We're going to go ahead and, while Dion is preparing Hallelujah for her first day, to start the discussion off with that amazing, oh, my God, that was some good stuff, you guys. Is there anybody that want to speak on her topic this morning or have a share or want to comment? Here's your chance to do so. About endurance. I know I can relate to, like she said, when you got so much going on and you're so overwhelmed, and God is a keeper. If I know I've been kept, I know I can so relate to what she said. When the cares of life become so overwhelming, that it's just Him. It's the fact that we know who we are. And whose we are. And so that keeps us from being down there. I think she might have said crossing and cutting. But y'all know, I'll tell it, I've been in Herrick Hospital. And I'm not ashamed of that, because that really triggered my mind. It triggered me to fight even harder spiritually, because it's a spiritual warfare. So we have to know that if we just keep going, when cares of life come on us, because it did not say if trouble comes, it's when. And we are going to face some things. And we will know how to fight, because every fight's not the same. Like, the analogy is so good. You cannot show up to a gunfight with a butter knife. You will lose. That's why you got to have the Word in you and understand how the Word is our weapon and just what God intended it for. So it was an amazing share. Does anybody have anything? Can anybody relate to things that have happened that you know is nothing but grace and mercy that's kept you, and that you're here on a line this morning because you didn't lose your mind? Anybody? Maybe you're going through something now, and you're at the edge of the ledge, but because the power is strong and the Word is in you, that you haven't jumped. Y'all quiet this morning. That might be a good thing. Not one person know what we're talking about this morning.
Baby, actually, I have to get out of the room. I have some snoring.
Good. I know the feeling, Diane. I had to leave. My husband's off for the next couple of weeks, so pray my strength in the load. I'm like, Tanya, I had to come into my studio.
You know, when you're going through things, and for me, in May I lost my grandbaby, and then 4 months later I lost my mom. And I found this song by Doreen Bell. She sings, How Do I Go On When My Body's Feeling Weak and I'm Feeling Overwhelmed? How do I go on in the midst of my valley? And that song encouraged my heart so much. It's two on that CD that really encouraged me going through trials of death. That one and another one called In the Presence of Jehovah. And God just gave me strength. I cried out. I think I cried so much when we lost the baby. And I found my strength in God with that. Because death is so hard when you know, when it just comes upon you. With my mother, it was kind of different. because I knew the disease she had, eventually it would take her life. But when we lost the baby, it was so hard seeing Amber go through the 4 9 months and then have to give birth to the baby who stopped. They didn't find a heartbeat the day she went to the doctor, her final checkup. And for the baby to be born in just a week and a half. And it was so hard to watch my children go through something. And all I could do is cry out to God because I weep for them because of the pain that I saw on them. That, you know, when there's so much pain and you can only get relief from God. And I just cried out for them and I cried with them to just call on God and you find peace. And that's what truly, truly helped my son. And for him to be strong, to minister to Amber. Because if you look at them, you can just see the pain in their heart because they felt as though their hope was gone. And me as a parent had to do all I could with all that God had poured into me to minister to them, to get them through that pain, and to know that they still had hope, you know, and that God was their strength. And in the midst of going through things, you will find hope in Him, because that's where your blessed hope lies, within Him, and that's where your strength is. He says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So those who are going through, be encouraged to know that it's not the end. Even when you can't find your strength, look to Him for your strength, because your strength is in Him. And that's the only way that you can get through those things that have you in despair. Great declaration. And I just enjoy when Dion talks because I can follow her. I can take so many notes. And I always find joy in her declaration. Not only her declaration, many of you guys that share, don't be discouraged, but be encouraged and know that your declaration, the words that you speak, doesn't fall on stony ground. Be encouraged, and I love you guys.
Amen. We love you too, Diane. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Not sure. Dion, have you joined the line?
Yep, I'm right here.
Man, sister, I agree with Diane as far as just when you speak, because it's a teaching it, but there's so much love in your words, and I've grown as well just from not just listening to you, but I've been privileged to be able to watch some of it in 3D. So it's real to see, and I've shared with you before, it's one thing when you hear people talk the talk, but to actually see that walk and that faith match up, oh, bless his name, and I love you, and I thank you, and I'm grateful for Beauty for Ashes because of all the things that I've been through in my life. I'm just grateful that I'm not, like you said, walking down the street talking to cotton or whatever you said, your analogy, none of that, because it's God's grace and his mercy that's kept me, and that's why his plan was sending Jesus to heal us, because our hearts have been broken, and they're going to be broken because of this life that we're in this world. So, sis, I love you, I thank you, and I'm excited about your day today. It's a blessing, and I love you. Thank you for allowing me to just host a little piece of this call this morning.
Hey, man, thank you so much for always being willing, Dee, and thank you, Diane, for your words. And as always, they encourage me to keep going. And Dee, you know, I said, with my purse around my neck, chewing on cotton, with stuffed animals as an audience. Amen. Just to clear that up. Mm-hmm. All my, you know, and remember back in the day, what were they called? Cabbage Patch Kids. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, it is an amazing thing when even in tragedy or trouble, God shows you your truth. And, you know, along the road of being tried and tested and proven, how that he will allow you just into the inner places of your heart and some of the things that you get to see when you are open to seeing you. Amen. So I thank God for my process, as uncomfortable as it is. I know, as I say often, greater weight in glory shall be revealed after this. So I'm expectant of the after this, and I thank God for the strength to endure, to move forward, and to be encouraged in the process, knowing that his grace is absolutely sufficient for me. Is there anyone else who may have gotten something from the declaration? Perhaps you are one strap short of a purse around your neck. Anybody other than me?
Well, this is Brother Eric. I just wanted to take a moment and just address what Sister Diane had said, because I want to thank her for those words. We're going through the same thing, and with my son and his wife, and because they're urban professionals, and you know they're very very highly intelligent. We find that a lot of times when we go to minister, we can't minister to them in words, because unlike a lot of people in their generation, they feel like they know everything. And, you know, we who in our aged time on this earth have become feeble-minded in a way. And I say that to say this, is that when I was listening to your declaration, I came to the knowledge this weekend that when we go up there and when we minister and when we still see the pain, or we hear the pain in their voices about the loss of their son, that there's another weapon that we have to employ, and that's just the weapon of war against that heaviness. It's just being with our presence and being able to acknowledge their pain and to understand that it's okay to express their feelings, you know, whether it be positive or negative towards God as they go through this healing and trying to understand that we may not be able to say the right things or say anything that they receive, but the weapon of our presence and our prayers and the opening ourselves and accepting them just exactly how they are, and to be able to declare to them that it's okay, you know, that God will in his time give you beauty for ashes. And I found that when we employed this weapon, especially this weekend, it's made a whole lot of difference that that Tristan has been able to come forth with things that he likely would not have in the past, and that they're grateful just for us to be there. And you know, while we're there, you know, we're always praying, we're always, you know, pleading the blood over their house and in their bedroom. And so, you know, even without their knowledge, we're standing in a gap. So I just wanted to thank words of encouragement, especially to us at this time.
That's good. That's good, Eric. That was, isn't it ironic how the Lord allows us on this line to share in victories and in struggles? I mean, something as lateral as two people in a very short period of time losing their grandchild, And, you know, to some folks that might not be a humongous deal, but God is so loving and compassionate, constant, and he always knows what to do and how to do it so that you know you are not alone. See, that's strength in him. Only a perfect God could give you a situation that lines up in such a way that you know for a fact, not kind of, sort of, like I know somebody that lost somebody, but the identical situation. That's how faithful our God is. That's good news. Amen. Anybody else have anything? Anybody else know without a shadow of a doubt that God has given you strength to overcome something and you watched him do it? Anybody else feel like God is carrying? I feel like God is carrying me. Like sometimes I'm present but not present. Anybody other than me? Hey, amen. Y'all know we ain't going to beat no dead horse.
Yes, Sister Dion, this is Sister Carolyn.
Hey, Sister Carolyn.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. Praying for you and your family, you and your son, Shia, and just praying for you. And I'm at that stage of knowing that God be carrying me. I don't know. I'm just thankful today. The things my son has been through, my family, it's just so much. But I can continue to press and caught on him. And I'm so thankful to hear everybody who has shared, and also Brother E, and that's really a blessing to know where to pray, how to pray for Tristan and his wife Talisha in their loss, and even Diane. I mean, it's just so much. Glad to hear people's mouths open on today to know how to pray and to continue to trust him even if I can't trace him. I'm thankful. I'm also praying for you, Dion, as you start that job. Amen. Bless God. Thank you.
Hi, Dion. It's Moni. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Hi, sorry. I was trying to brush my teeth and run out of the house. I'm running late for work, but I just wanted to share that, you know, God is definitely holding me because I was normally the kind of person that I would run from people. Like if they're not going to do what I want them to do, I used to run from them. I used to ditch them and bounce. That's what I used to do, ditch them and bounce. I wouldn't get on my knees for them ever, you know. But right now, what the Lord has me doing as he's growing me and taking me from grace to glory, to glory, to glory, he's really showing me that you can't do that. You can't do that. And he's allowed two people very, very close to me in my household to walk away from him, to not seek him, even though they have been blood bought and delivered, and they know the hand of God, and they have fallen to their knees before. He's allowed them to backslide, so to say, okay, and has assigned me a special assignment so that I don't ditch them and bounce, so that I can't ditch them and bounce so easily because they're part of my immediate family. And so today I'm grateful because I know that I'm not in it alone, and I know that I can't walk away. I can't pack my bags and leave. I must drop to the ground and go in deep for them. Because I see God in it. I see him in it. And I know that these two just have to it's like this. It might have to take me 100 times. God may have said, okay, I'm going to make it on the 100th time that she prays that there's going to be breakthrough. And I may be only on my 50th time right now praying for these two. I have to keep going even though I want to stop and I want to give up. I can't endure anymore. It's too much. I can't deal with it. Their attitude, blah, blah, whatever. All that junky, ugly stuff, the spirits they bring in the house, constantly battling it. And I can't because I need to be the bridge I need to bridge the gap. I need to stay steadfast for them. Even though it gets frustrating, I have to endure because I know that this is my assignment. It's like a homework assignment. It's due by Friday. I'm not going to just cram it in on Friday and think that I'm going to get a good grade and God's going to honor that. No, I have to do a little bit every day and show God that I put the effort in for him. He's my teacher. He's my boss. And in any case, what my point is that I'm enduring right now because I'm claiming victory and that these two prodigal sons of the Lord will come back to him. And it may be my 100th prayer that does it. And I don't know what number I'm on right now, but I'm going to keep going until God says, or I see breakthrough, or until God says, you've reached the 100th prayer. You passed your test, or you did your assignment well. Thank you. So I must endure for him, especially for those around me that just want to do their own thing right now, and they're placing themselves as God, and they have proud spirits on them, and I have my different weapons to fight for them. They're not all the same. They're not. They're different weapons for different days, different struggles, different things that I have to go through in this walk that I'm walking for the Lord. But I'm staying steadfast, and I'm not going to for 1 minute say, I don't have a weapon big enough for that, because I know that even my smallest rock can do the trick. So I don't know if any of this is helping somebody, but I'm hoping that it is. Stay strong for that someone that has backslidden, because it's happening for a reason. God has approved it to happen for their endurance so that they can be better, and their trial and their tests are going to be their testimony, claim victory for it, and stay the race for them. Have endurance for them. Do it for the Lord. That's part of being a child of God, is that you're willing to lay down your life and your comfort and your happiness and the smile on your face for somebody else, because this life is just temporary. And we're here on assignment. Find your assignment and do your J-O-B. Do your job. Show up to work 8 hours, more than 8 hours a day. Not even a regular 8-hour job for God. It never stops. I just wanted to encourage someone today with that. Thank you.
Moni, that was so good.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Dion. Good morning, everybody. It's Misty.
Hey, Misty.
I was
good
listening Thank you. Good morning. Just listening to everyone and what Moni just said hit my household. Keep going. Well, for on my side, though, it's not about them per se. It's about how I respond to the matters that are going on. It's for me to continue to grow through some pain and discomfort as others grow in their lives. And what God is showing me is that the changing in thinking helps to continue to stay connected to him and live out the joy, which is my strength, because it's emotional. And in my emotions, I can react to circumstances and situations based on my expectations. but the God that I serve is bigger than my expectations. And that increases my hope in Christ as I watch others, my children and my grandchildren, and I'll have to keep taking a step back because I want to put my hands on it and manipulate the outcome of the situation as a codependent person. I'm really thankful for the lessons that I'm learning within my own self. I continue to pray. Those things have not stopped and changed, but it's also being able to surrender my emotions and my thoughts back to God so that God can do what God did for me, deliver me and set me free. And that's where my hope and my strength and my courage and encouragement lies, that Christ did it when I was lost. When my children are going through their course of life, Christ's hand is still on them. Makes me think of my grandmother, who was a praying grandmother for me and who covered me in prayer. That's my position to do that as their parent who is saved, is to cover them in prayer, to trust and believe that Christ is going to do it, not put myself in a worried situation, and continue to do the work that is before me. And I have a praise report. The Healing Circle that we started in November has continued to grow. Continue to pray for us and the Sims family, the family that son was killed, and they have tagged it a hate crime. They showed up at the group this week. God is so good that somebody put it out there to them, and they came. And you know what was God impressive to me is that even though I don't know, people are watching because I'm looking at Christ. I'm not looking at what the world is saying to me. Like you talked about that audience of stuffed animals. I'm not looking around to see who's looking and who's talking. I'm just doing what God says for me to do. But there are people that are spreading this information. And when they came in today, Saturday, I could feel my heart actually enlarge, even in the midst of what I'm experiencing on a personal level. God is continuing to do the work through me that will eventually impact my own children and my own family. Thank you this morning, Dion. Again, I apologize for last week. I was just really tied up and busy and could not get on the call that Tuesday. You guys have a great morning. It's so great being here. Thank you.
Amen. No apology needed, Miss D. Life happens. It is what it is. And thank God for your input this morning. And thank God for your steadfastness in your assignment. I just wanted to say something with regard to what Moni just said. You know, a lot of times we have to be cognizant of when things are an assignment. Moni, I love that you said you would bounce. That made me spit. I'm a bouncer, too. That's the easiest thing for me to do always, in spite of and regardless to really learning how to complete the task. And, you know, even just in recent circumstances, there were some things that I needed to see and follow through on. And I'm just really grateful to God that he gives us wisdom and understanding. And it's not always the easiest thing to do, but I'm super grateful that today I understand that even when it's uncomfortable, when God gives us an assignment, it's our responsibility to complete it. Even if nobody else understands, that we complete it. So I'm just really thankful today. I understand. I, like, get it. Amen. And Miss D, you know, it's also an amazing thing when you're not looking around to see who's watching, but you actually experience the completion of you consistently looking at Jesus. You don't find yourself sinking as quickly as you would have in times past with the expectation and the false expectation under most circumstances that we place on ourselves for how we expect others to respond or to react. So I'm just grateful to God this morning. You know that through it all, God consistently gets the glory out of our lives. even when we don't get it. So I just want to encourage somebody to keep going this morning. I have to exit so that I can be on time for work, and I have 13 phones going. You guys know I have to do a whole bunch to connect all of the different lines. So is there anything else before we go? Anybody?
Yeah, this is Ruth. Good morning. Real quick,
hey,
I know you got to go. I am encouraged by the call and all the responses, and I just want to say that I was just thinking yesterday in the midst of my own situation, I was like, this is not easy. And I could just hear the Lord say, it ain't supposed to be. You know, and it just, I just can hear his voice, you know, now, and it gives me peace. But my heart is broken right now. It's funny, I looked in the mirror as Moni was talking, and my face has a glow. And I really don't look like what I'm going through. And I looked, I was like, man, I don't often look at myself in the mirror because I'm always rushing and going. And I looked in the mirror this morning as Moni was talking, and I just said, I don't look like what I'm going through. That's a trip. That's, man, because I really should look like I'm toe up right now. Like when I didn't want to comb my hair for a month when my brother passed. But I'm going to be all right. So I thank you, and I am very encouraged by this call. Have a good day at work, dear.
Amen. Thank you, Ruth Ann, and stay encouraged. And to each of you, be encouraged, stay encouraged. I love you beyond words. Don't forget, today is Make It Happen Monday for those that are married. Marriage matters this evening, and you should be able to call either line and get connected. And I pray that you go and you grow in love. Be the Jesus somebody needs to see, y'all. Never know whose life depends on it. I love you, but God loves you more. Have a perfect day.
You too, sis. Enjoy your first day. Love you.
Love you.
Enjoy your day.
Bye, guys.
Have a great time.